Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, look, Commander, I'm doing the thing. The avalanche of passive-aggressive post-it notes can stop now, okay? Okay, so it seems that our contract with Goddard Futuristics requires me to act as a goodwill ambassador to the American public school system. Some unsolicited advice, kids. Always read the fine print. Anyway, I've got some questions here from third graders across this great land of ours, from sea to shining sea. Hey kids, this is Communications Officer Eiffel. I'm talking to you from a distant hellhole better known as the USS Hephaestus. Currently, I'm orbiting a star called Wolf 359. None of that is as exciting as it sounds. All right, let's get to it. You guys have some questions, I got answers. So, Stephanie from Missouri wants to know if I talk to my family. I will not dignify such an idiotic question with a response. Francisco from New York City wants to know if spacesuits are itchy. Great question, Francisco. Stephanie, take notes. You know those really itchy Christmas sweaters your grandma knits for you? Imagine one of those had babies with a cactus. Now imagine that if you took off this awful cactus sweater, you'd immediately die a horrible, painful death. That's why I stay indoors. Ruby from Wisconsin wants to know if I miss pizza. Well, Ruby, not Wisconsin pizza. I kid. If there's one thing that I miss, it's pizza. So thank God you asked me that question. I have not had the chance to express to another human being my intense feelings for pizza. I'm like a chocoholic, but for pizza. It would be inappropriate for me to share with a third grader what I would do for a slice of pineapple and ham, but I promise it's very, very degrading. Phil from Connecticut asks, "What do you do when you get sick in space?" Well, Phil, you'd think that I'd want to go see our doctor, but in my case, he's probably the one that got me sick in the first place. Instead, I've developed some intergalactic home remedies. Top tip, if you water down rubbing alcohol enough, it's not completely unlike chicken noodle soup. No, that's a dumb question. Nope, not that one. Oh, here we go. Isabel from California asks, how do you go to the bathroom in space? Well, if you really want to know, so you know how there's no gravity up here and everything floats? Well, the same thing goes for number one, too. You might be thinking that's hilarious. Lord knows I did the first day. But mark my words, fecal matter in space is your worst nightmare's worst nightmare. Picture a vacuum cleaner. Now, picture your butt. That should give you a pretty good idea of where this is going, but just in case, first off, you and then you and just when you think you're done, that's when things get interesting, because you gotta and that's how you in space. Let me see. Brian from Alaska asks, if you cry in space, what happens to the tears? Well, Brian, I'm not going to pretend that I'm not well-versed in this situation. Here in space, your tears don't fall. Instead, they form this liquid snowball that clings to your eye socket, and it just gets bigger and bigger. There's a slight risk of drowning. Unfortunately, the mandatory morale-boosting events around here tend to cause more tears than they prevent. Oh, well, it looks like time's running short, and most of the other questions aren't worth my time, so consider yourself ambassador, children of America. This is Doug Eiffel from the comms room of the Hephaestus Station, signing off. This has been Wolf 359, written by Gabriel Urbina and Zach Valenti, directed by Gabriel Urbina and performed by Zach Valenti. Full episodes resume in a week. Thanks for listening.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It's the last days of summer, 1920. Do you know where your children are? They should be playing outside.
Come on, Chelsea.
Mima says we're not allowed to go to this house. We're not even supposed to be on this side of town.
Doing their chores.
Why aren't these chicken coops clean?
Please, Father, I'll be good. Oh, God!
Obeying their parents.
You look me right in the eyes and tell me you didn't steal this bike.
Ma, no, I've been helping Mr. Diamond, all right?
Lord, don't tell me my son is working at a speakeasy.
Exploring their feelings.
Let's go over to the apple tree.
Gosh, okay.
But unfortunately for these young fools, the neighborhood bully has other plans.
Tonight, you are going to meet me out in front of the old Barnaker house.
Howling house? Why?
Now, a Boy Scout, a tag-along, a doormat, and a delinquent will dare to spend the night in the most haunted estate in Arkham. Will they survive to see the sunrise, or will they succumb to the hunger of Howling House?
You're going to die tonight.
What is that thing?
Is this the witch's library?
I'm gonna kill you!
Not tonight!
Roger, make him stop!
No! You watch!
Run away, little ones.
I'm
so hungry.
Listen to the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program's award-winning season, Night at Howling House. The complete story, available everywhere you listen to podcasts, and at CthulhuMystery.com.
All the outs and free.